ARRL audio news begins right now.
I'm John Ross, KDIDJ. This is the ARRL audio news for Friday, September 12th, 2025. The Bella Vista Radio Club, VVRC, in Northwest Arkansas, an ARRL special service club, found a good outreach opportunity with the NWA Maker Faire held Saturday, September 6, 2025. The event touts that it brings together creators, innovators, and DIY enthusiasts to showcase their projects, share ideas, and show us all what the future can be. BVRC is a large club and found a lot of interest quickly, said club member James Bennett, KA5DVS, who organized the radio presence at the event. I made announcements at the monthly BVRC meetings, and several club members volunteered to help in planning, supplying equipment, and other needs, as well as staffing that booth. The club visited with over 100 people who stopped by their booth. Most were familiar with or at least very curious about ham radio, noted Bennett. However, we also heard a few comments such as, is anyone still doing ham radio? And they thought that was only used by truckers years ago, so there is a bit of an information gap on ham radio within the maker community, and this is mirrored by the surprisingly low number of hams familiar with the maker movement. Radio clubs are vital to the growth of amateur radio. ARRL has declared 2026 to be the year of the club, and radio clubs such as BVRC will be a central focus of support next year. They are on the front lines of sharing amateur radio with their communities. Bennett feels that last weekend's booth was a good use of time to do so. Maker Faires are an outstanding venue for presenting ham radio and for ham clubs to engage with the maker community, one that is filled with technically oriented folks who love tinkering, hacking, and building. For more information on the BVRC, visit their website, BellaVistaRadioClub.org. Amateur radio volunteers serving in the ARRL Amateur Radio Emergency Service, ARES, and the National Weather Service Skywarn program were active over the weekend. They were serving their communities in New England as tornado-worn storms moved across New York, Connecticut, and Massachusetts. Five EF1 tornadoes struck the central Massachusetts communities of Paxton, Holden, Berlin, and Stowe. A squall line of severe thunderstorms that would eventually have embedded tornadoes in central Massachusetts swept across the region as well. Skywarn nets activated on repeaters across the area. Reports came in rapidly of downed trees and wires, as well as hail up to 3/4 of an inch in diameter in western Massachusetts, with radio amateurs sharing critical damage reports from this area.